Okay, so we brought up the fact that the requirement of Lashon Hara says that even the chayim, which comes from mitzvahs, really the shoresh of it is from its, it finds its shoresh in the Torah. It's in the Torah about that particular mitzvah is what gives the power for the mitzvah to provide life. Okay, and that brought up the issue, which is, what takes precedence, learning or kiyum mitzvahs? Right now, obviously, we said the halacha that if there's a mitzvah, she'i efshal lasos ayideh acher, there's a mitzvah that no one else can do, only you can do that mitzvah, then the halacha is that you stop learning and do the mitzvah. And that itself is an issue. Why should that be if Torah is greater than any other mitzvah? Right? If Torah is greater than any other mitzvah, so then why should it be that you would stop your learning to, why should it be that you would stop your learning in order to do a mitzvah? So the truth is like this, is that I'll read to you a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin says the following. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Omid Beis. It says as follows. Ukvar haya Rabbi Tarfon v'zakenim mesubin ba'aliyas beis nitze belud. The Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim were sitting in the attic of Beit Nitza in the city of Lud. Nishala she'ela zu b'fneihem. And the following question was asked to them. Talmud gadol or maisa gadol? What's greater, learning or maisa? This question that we've been dealing with, it's an open Gemara. Eizu gadol. Talmud gadol or maisa gadol? What's greater? Ne'ene Rabbi Tarfon va'amar. Rabbi Tarfon got up and said, maisa gadol. Rabbi Tarfon says, maisim are greater than learning. Ne'ene Rabbi Akiva va'amar, Talmud gadol. No, learning is gadol. So there's the machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Nenu kulon va'amru, Talmud gadol. So in Aliyah's base lud, everyone got up and said, Talmud gadol. Learning is greater than mitzvahs. So it was a machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Tarfon said that mitzvah is greater. Rabbi Akiva said Talmud is greater. And in the end, we say Talmud is greater. But why? So here's the reason, which is a little interesting. Talmud gadol sheha Talmud mevi lidei maisa. Because Talmud brings you towards action. So it doesn't make sense. You're telling me learning is greater because by learning you'll be able to do mitzvahs. Then mitzvahs, then that means the whole thing is about getting to mitzvahs, not about learning. So the Gemara seems to be a contradiction in and of itself. Talmud neinu kulam ve'amru. The conclusion of that group was Talmud gadol. Why shall Talmud maybe leave a maisa? How does that make sense? So the Rashi says shall Talmud maybe leave a maisa nimtzu shneihem biyadin. Because this is what you're doing both learning and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs will not get you to learning, but learning will get you to mitzvahs. So therefore, you may as well do learning because then that way you'll be doing both. You'll get, but mitzvahs does not get you to learning. So therefore, if you focus your whole life on mitzvahs, you're not going to go into learning. But if you focus on learning, you'll end up doing mitzvahs. That's Rashi's pshat. But there's another pshat. There's another pshat from the Maharal of Prague and the Shalah. Okay, and I actually bring this pshat down in my sefer. You know, I wrote a sefer on Hilchos Talmud Torah. So I'm going to bring it up on the shared screen, the PDF of the Sefer, okay? So I'm going to share the screen, and here's the Sefer. Okay? Y'all see it? So the it says like this. Here. This is the language of the Rambam. It says, Ein lecha mitzvah b'chol ha-mitzvahs kulan. There is no other mitzvah. She shkula keneged Talmud Torah, which is equal to Talmud Torah. El Talmud Torah keneged kol a mitzvah kula. Learning is greater than all mitzvahs. She had Talmud maybe lidei maisa. So the Rambam says the same thing as the Gemara, because Talmud brings to maisa. Lefika ha Talmud koydim lemaisa b'chol makom, and that's why Talmud comes first. Learning comes first. So this is I brought down this whole pirush here from the Gemara Kiddushin, etc. And here. There's a pshat here from the Maharal and the Shalah. They said it doesn't make sense, it's backwards. So he says like this, the Gemara does not mean that Talmud is greater than Maisim, because by learning, now you know how to do the mitzvahs. Because if that would be the case, then you're right. Clearly, right, if you go to the training, is just about learning how to do it, So then obviously the point of everything is doing it. You don't just go to the training for the purpose of the training. So if what the Gemara means is that Torah is greater because through Torah you learn how to do mitzvahs, then it would be a very hard Gemara to understand. He doesn't mean that. He says like this, Ella, you know, I'm pointing here. I don't know if you could see that, but I think I could actually highlight anyway, like this. Ella, Ikra Hadavarhu, Titora Matzmeche, I'm just reading from there. Titora Matzmeches Kium Mitzvahs Be'adam. Va'afilu Misha'eno Lomid Ella Zvachim U'Menachos. Even if you're learning something which is not relevant to the mitzvah, it's not training. It's not training you for the mitzvah. You don't learn anything about how to do mitzvahs nowadays. This is making you do ma'isim. That's what it means. That Torah puts into a person the ability to perform mitzvahs properly. It's matzmiach in the person the ability to perform mitzvahs. V'imkein haTorah hagarin, the Torah is the seed le'ilan shel mitzvahs, for the tree of mitzvahs which will come out hayotzi mimena v'lachinu chashiv tvei. That's why it's more important. The Torah mashpia al ha'adam, because Torah will make a change in the person, b'ofen sheyuchal lekayim mitzvahs, because this way and by doing so he'll be able to perform the mitzvahs. V'zeh korech miyuchad deleka ela b'Torah bavad, and that power only Torah has. That's what he's saying. So, what the Gemara means, according to the Shalah and the Maral, is it's not that Torah is greater than mitzvahs because Torah is a training and teaches you how to do mitzvahs, because that wouldn't make sense. Then it wouldn't make sense that Torah is greater than mitzvahs. What it means is that Torah is purifies a person's soul to the point that now they can perform the mitzvahs better. Whereas Kiyum Mitzvah doesn't do that. So what Torah does to a person is it makes him, what's the right word?
It changes the person.
It changes the person, and it makes him, when you have like a plug, it has to be the right voltage, what's it called? Compatible. It makes him compatible with mitzvahs. You're a person that now is compatible with mitzvahs. So, basically, what the Gemara is saying is the answer to your question is yeah, is that Torah is greater than mitzvahs, that the Gemara says, because Torah transforms a person and makes them compatible with mitzvahs. Whereas you could do mitzvahs your whole life, but you're not really compatible with them. You know, it doesn't change the person the same way that Torah changes the person. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Now that being said, since the purpose of the Torah is to change the person, if the opportunity for a mitzvah comes up and you ignore it, then you're obviously showing me that the Torah didn't change you. So therefore, you have to perform the mitzvah, because obviously the ideal level of Torah is that it changed you enough that now you can perform the mitzvah. So let's go see you do it. But it does not mean to say that the mitzvah is more important. It just means to say that performing the mitzvahs is a barometer to see where are you holding in your learning. Are you just learning because you, I was just reading a book about reading a book about Mike Tress. You know, he was a big Jewish leader in the early years in America, in 1930, in 20s, 30s, and after, in the 40s, 50s, but he was a young man in the 30s, and but it was all about the Lower East Side in those days, and how, you know, there was people just had gone to yeshivas, and they just like were going off, you know. So one of the boys they interviewed said that one of the hard things was when we came home from shul, there was these people smoking on Shabbos, and they would ask us, "What did you learn in yeshiva today?" And they would say the whole Gemara Baal Peh, meaning they learned the Gemara, but it didn't change them at all. So that's not what we're talking about, you know. So if the learning is not, if you could learn and at the same time not do mitzvahs, then obviously the learning is not doing it for you. That's not what we're referring to.
So if someone has an opportunity to do a mitzvah or learn, he should do the mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah she'i'ef shalasos aydei acher, a mitzvah that you know, cannot be performed by other people. Which, yeah, that means that if no one's picking it up, then you got to do it.
Mitzvah, etc.
What?
Time sensitive. If he doesn't do it, he's going to
miss. Correct. Yeah. And
isn't that the proof in itself that the mitzvah is bigger than the Torah, than learning Torah?
That's what I'm saying. It's not the proof. It's because what we're saying is that the reason you have to do it is because your learning itself obligates you to do that. That's part of the learning. The learning is that it should change you to the way, to the point that now you're compatible with mitzvah. So when that opportunity for mitzvah comes up, then that's a expression of your learning. Also, by the way, some say that the only reason why we say that you have to stop your learning to do mitzvahs is because otherwise the Chida actually says, okay, you're sorry, like the Chida says that the reason why this is the halacha, that if you're in the middle of your learning, you stop learning in order to do the mitzvahs, is because if that wasn't the case, then you wouldn't do any mitzvahs ever. Because every mitzvah has a specific time. Torah has no specific time. So it wouldn't make sense for the Torah to set up a system where if you're learning, you're exempt from all mitzvahs, because then you'd be constantly learning and you wouldn't be able to perform any mitzvahs. So basically, since the nature of Limud HaTorah is that it doesn't have a specific time, so therefore the nature of the mitzvah is such that you have to be able to stop that mitzvah to perform another mitzvah. You could even add to that a little further, because really the mitzvah of learning is to learn during your spare time. If I'm doing mitzvah, it's not spare time. Meaning to say, I'm learning I'm supposed to fill all my day with learning when I'm not doing anything else, but I'm doing something else. So that it's not bitul Torah. It's not So that's the few things regarding about what, when you have a conflict between Torah and mitzvahs. Okay. But yes, that's from Chaim Volozhiner's point, that even mitzvahs themselves get their power, in a sense, from the Torah that they come from. Okay, we have 1 minute, so let's just read the next Mishnah, Mishnah Ches. And Chaim Volozhiner does not say much about it, so we'll read Mishnah Ches, and tomorrow we'll start Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches says, "Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Hanoi, beauty, v'akoch, strength, power, v'ha'isha, wealth, v'akovid, honor, v'achochma, wisdom, v'azikna, old age, v'aseva, old age, which, connotes knowledge, v'abonim, noel tzadikim, v'noel loylam." When people reach this thing, these levels, it's good for the people and it's good for the world. Shenema atayas tifaris seva v'derach tzadakatim. So it's good for the world to celebrate its old age. Okay? And the Mishnah goes on to say certain things. So the Gemara says here is that the honor of the world is to celebrate their elderly people because they are a connection to the Mesorah. In the world today, that's a very hard concept. People don't really follow that or believe in that. The elderly represent the old. They're out of it. They don't get it. We're out with the old and with the new. We know better. It's old fashioned, etc. And by us, it's not like that. By us, the previous generations represent a stronger connection to Sinai, a stronger connection to the Torah, and a stronger connection to the Mesorah. I was talking to someone, he's about Shuvah, and he's an estate lawyer, and he told me, he said, you have to understand, from the perspective, he said, the way nobody treats their parents the way the from Jews treat their parents. He says, I see what goes on when you're dealing with the state laws and all this stuff, that no one cares at all about anything except for themselves. So the only people that respect their parents that way is the Orthodox Jews, Jews. I mean, not nobody, but the point is that overall, he says, it's a whole different level of respect. That's what he said from his perspective, dealing with people when it comes down to, it's very nice, I'll bring you a cup of coffee, I got it. But when it comes down to dollars and cents, people care, but they care about themselves. And he says, very often anyway, so that's all part of this concept that the seva, the old generation, represents a whole different level of connection for us, and that's why we respect it that way. Okay, tomorrow hopefully we'll do one more mission. Maybe we'll finish the parak and then we'll take it from there. Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.